160, Section 3, The New Deal, 1935 and Beyond. As you read, look for New Deal programs such as the REA, Social Security, and the WPA. The election of 1936, terms, cooperative, recession, minimum wage. Roosevelt's popularity resulted in the election or re-election of Democrats to Congress in 1934, giving him a Congress that supported his ideas. New programs were enacted, including two important ones, rural electrification and Social Security. In spite of the early New Deal programs, millions were still out of work, and the president wanted to provide more jobs. A huge re-election win in 1936 brought new groups of voters into the Democratic Party. In Georgia, a new administration elected in 1936 began to work with the New Deal. Georgia was now able to participate in New Deal programs that Talmadge had blocked and in new programs that began in FDR's second administration. Georgia's economy began to emerge from the long years of depression. Rural electrification. As a southern state with many citizens who lived in rural areas, Georgia benefited from the Rural Electrification Act. Profit-making power companies had not extended their lines to the countryside. The cost of running those electric lines, about $2,000 a mile, was more than they could make back selling electricity to the spread-out farms. Because of the time Roosevelt had spent in Georgia, he knew about the problems brought on by the lack of electricity in the South. He wanted to bring the rural South into the modern era. The Rural Electrification Administration, REA, provided government loans to groups of farmers in an area. Those farmers could then form an electric cooperative. A cooperative, in this case an electric company, is an organization owned by and operated for the benefit of those using its services. This program was very popular in Georgia. For the first time, farm families had electricity and all the wonderful labor-saving devices in their homes that city folks had enjoyed. Because it took many years for all the lines to be put in place, everyone did not benefit immediately. But over time, the REA brought modernization to the rural areas of the state and changed the lives of many Georgians. Social Security. Another important act was the Social Security Act. Southerners, including Georgians, supported this idea. All of Georgia's congressmen voted in favor of the bill. The Social Security Act had several parts. The part that we hear about most often is the retirement portion, where Americans receive a retirement pension based on money they pay into Social Security while they are working. The amount employees put in is matched by their employers. Farm laborers and domestic workers were not covered by the Act, so many Georgians were not covered. Another part of the Act provided for unemployment insurance paid for by the federal and state governments. The Act also provided that federal money would go to the states to provide aid for dependent children and their mothers. The legislation required that states have agencies in place to administer the program. If they did not, they could not participate. Georgia did not. Governor Talmadge did not like the Act and refused to cooperate, so Georgians were not eligible until he was out of office. Talmadge was not alone. Many southern state politicians did not like the expansion of the government into this area of providing for the well-being of poor citizens. The election of 1936. As the election of 1936 approached, the conflict among the Democrats in Georgia became clearer. While Roosevelt received strong support for president, races for the U.S. Senate and the governorship became heated as Democratic opponents campaigned against each other. The presidential race. At the National Democratic Convention, Roosevelt was quickly nominated for re-election. His victory that fall was huge. Roosevelt carried every state but two. He received the support of farmers, factory workers, Southern whites, intellectuals, and, for the first time, African Americans. Of course, most of his African-American voters were in the North, where they still had voting rights. Since Reconstruction, African-Americans had been supporters of the Republican Party, which had been the party of Lincoln, emancipation, and the Reconstruction Amendments to the Constitution. But African-Americans had benefited from the New Deal, and they saw Roosevelt as a president more sympathetic to their problems. Roosevelt had appointed African-Americans to positions in his administration. Mary McLeod Bethune, who had taught for a year with Lucy Laney at the Haynes Institute in Augusta, was the director of the Negro Division of the National Youth Administration. Roosevelt's wife, Eleanor, had been active in supporting African-Americans and was a sympathetic ear for the problems they faced. The Senate race. As mentioned earlier, Governor Talmadge strongly opposed the New Deal and had blocked several New Deal programs that required state cooperation. Although Talmadge had campaigned as a true friend of the farmer and the average man, his opposition to the New Deal programs had hurt them. Middle-class farmers had benefited from New Deal programs, and many supported them. Talmadge's own programs had helped the wealthy. He had also helped business interests, including utility companies and textile mills, over their employees. For example, Talmadge's inexpensive $3 license tag fee helped companies save money, especially trucking companies with many trucks, far more than it benefited the average Georgian. Many Georgians did not own a car, and even the middle class, at most, had only one car, so their saving was modest. Talmadge also reduced the property tax, which saved the wealthy considerable money. It meant less money for Georgia's schools. Almost all white Georgia politicians believed in white supremacy over African Americans. Talmadge's campaign, especially in 1936, was most openly racist because he believed that would make a connection with the poor, uneducated whites. Georgia law would not allow Talmadge to run again for governor, so he considered running for president. Talmadge's strategy in the 1936 election was to rally anti-Roosevelt Democrats. Georgia's congressmen and senators, while opposing parts of the New Deal, were generally supportive of the president. They realized that he was still popular with most Georgians. Throughout the state, citizens joined Roosevelt for President clubs. Talmadge, when he realized he would not get support to run for president against Roosevelt, decided to run instead against Richard Russell for the Senate. Russell campaigned as a supporter of the New Deal. He attacked Talmadge and defended Roosevelt and his policies. Richard Russell won his race for his Senate seat, defeating Talmadge. This meant Talmadge was out of public office for the time being. The governor's race. Talmadge's choice to replace himself as governor was one of his supporters, Charles Redwine. Speaker of the Georgia House of Representatives and New Deal supporter Urith D. Ed Rivers opposed Redwine and pledged to take the state actions necessary to participate in all the New Deal programs. Ed Rivers won the governorship. Under the Rivers administration, the state began participating in New Deal programs to the benefit of thousands of Georgians who could now receive unemployment insurance, old age pensions, and aid for the disabled and for poor children. On a state level, Governor Rivers worked for reform in education. For example, a law was passed extending the school term to 7 months a year. Another important reform required the state to supply textbooks for students without charge. Since the beginning of the state school system in the 1870s, many children had gone to school without books because they could not afford them. That made it much more difficult for those students to succeed because they could not study as much as the students who had textbooks. Programs like these, as well as the matching state funds required for some of the New Deal programs, cost money. Additional money would have to come from taxes. Rivers tried to persuade the state legislature and Georgia's people to support an increase in the tax rate, which Talmadge had lowered. Although the governor got some small increases, they were not enough to fund all the programs. Because of the cost, the opposition to the programs grew. In 1938, with his popularity down, Rivers had to run for re-election. He won, but his second two-year term did not accomplish very much because the state government had little money. By 1939, Rivers had to use money from the highway department to keep the schools from closing early. The New Deal's final years. Roosevelt saw his great victory in 1936 as a signal that Americans liked the New Deal. He wanted to use his popularity to keep his reforms in place and to pass more reforms. He was upset that the Supreme Court had ruled two of his most important programs, the AAA and the NRA, to be unconstitutional. Roosevelt believed that if the makeup of the court remained as it was, the justices might rule against other New Deal programs. He asked Congress to consider a bill that would allow the president to appoint more judges to the court. But the opposition to that idea throughout the nation and in Congress was overwhelming. Many feared this would upset the balance between the branches of government. The bill did not pass. In 1938, the country went into recession, an economic slowdown. Farmers called for help. Part of the problem with farm prices for cotton producers in Georgia and the South was that farmers had not kept to their allotments, the maximum amounts they were supposed to produce. A new 1938 AAA put allotments on basic crops and paid subsidies to farmers who followed them. The law also allowed the government to purchase farm surpluses and redistribute food to those on relief. To go into effect, allotments required a vote by farmers, who approved overwhelmingly. Georgia farmers were strong supporters. One of the most important bills to pass that year, although with considerable opposition from Southerners, was the last major reform of the New Deal. The Fair Labor Standards Act put into place a minimum wage and a 40-hour work week. A minimum wage is the least amount an employer can pay an employee for a certain number of hours worked. Most Southern politicians, Georgians included, opposed the bill as government interference with business. They also feared that the minimum wage would be the same for everyone. As one congressman from Florida said, the national government cannot fix the same wage for the black man that you do for the white. The act passed in spite of such opposition. Many other reforms that the president had hoped for did not pass, often because of the opposition of Southern Democrats, members of his own party. Roosevelt decided to speak out against some of his Southern Democratic opponents who were running for re-election. Georgia Senator Walter F. George was a well-respected member of the Senate who had not been in favor of several of the New Deal bills. George faced strong opposition that fall from Eugene Talmadge and Lawrence Camp of Atlanta. Roosevelt supported Camp, but his strategy backfired. Georgians did not want anyone from outside, even the president, telling them how to vote. George won his re-election. The effects of the New Deal. In the years from 1933 to 1940, the New Deal left its imprint on Georgia. For example, citizens of Gainesville received special relief for the terrible tornado that hit the town in 1936. Funds for the Augusta levee on the banks of the Savannah River were included in a flood control bill. Developing Georgia's historic sites included Fort Frederica and the battlefields at Chickamauga and Kennesaw Mountain. Roads were paved, schools built, murals painted, and plays performed. Was the New Deal really new? Some of its basic ideas, such as regulating business and the economy, had first appeared during the Progressive Era. The country had begun this New Deal period of reform as a republic with a capitalist economy, and it ended it the same way. There was no revolutionary change in the basic form of the government or the economy. The New Deal did bring some changes, however, that were indeed new. Most significantly, the national government enacted programs that directly benefited its citizens, rather than leaving that up to the state or local governments. For example, programs such as the Social Security Old Age Pension made the national government directly involved for the first time in the well-being of its citizens. To many Americans at the time, that seemed quite revolutionary. In the end, Georgia leaders supported the New Deal programs that helped farmers and tended to be more skeptical of programs that targeted factory workers. Georgians who benefited from the jobs programs of the New Deal were in favor of them. Wealthier Georgians, who believed that the national government should not be involved in work relief, opposed them. One of the major concerns of Georgia's white leaders was that the New Deal would change white supremacy and bring more equality. African Americans in the state could only hope that it would. In Georgia and other states of the South, the New Deal sped up the process of modernization. By the end of the 1930s, Georgia agriculture was changed permanently. Most of the sharecroppers who had provided the workforce for Georgia's cotton crop had been pushed off the farms. Farmers had finally gotten away from their focus on cotton and had begun to plant other crops. New Deal programs and state programs had improved Georgia's transportation system, making it faster to get crops such as fruits and vegetables to market before they spoiled. Many small farmers had also lost or left their land, so that the size of farms at the end of the decade was larger. Factory workers in Georgia, while still paid less than workers in other parts of the country, were doing better than they had been at the beginning of the New Deal. Modern conveniences, including the radios that connected Georgians to news and events outside their small environments, came to many Georgia homes thanks to the REA. The growth of cities and towns had made the state more urban. In spite of these accomplishments, Georgia still had many problems. Racism and segregation were still in place. Although African Americans had benefited from New Deal jobs programs, most still lived in poverty and suffered from poor education and continued discrimination. Poor whites and blacks still struggled to get by. The economy was better, but by no means totally recovered. Yet economic recovery was around the corner. This economic salvation, however, did not come in the way that Georgians and other Americans expected or wanted. While Georgians and other Americans had focused on their economic problems, Europe had entered another war. In spite of early desires to stay out of it, America eventually entered World War II. As President Roosevelt said, Dr. New Deal was about to be replaced by Dr. Win the War. Reviewing the section. 1. Define cooperative, recession, minimum wage. 2. Which Georgia governor refused to go along with New Deal programs? 3. Name three ways that the New Deal affected Georgia. Page 567 of Special Interest, the Works Progress Administration. Another important New Deal program began in 1935. President Roosevelt was concerned with the number of Americans who remained unemployed. He pushed Congress to pass another relief act. The new act created a program of jobs called the Works Progress Administration, WPA. Although its mission had some overlap with that of the Public Works Administration, PWA, the WPA spent most of its money on wages, while the PWA spent more on construction supplies. The WPA also created jobs in addition to construction work, including jobs for professionals and artists. During the years it existed, over 8.5 million Americans worked in WPA projects. Many in Georgia and other parts of the South were not very supportive of the WPA because local governments had to put money into the projects. For example, the voters in Atlanta voted down the funding they would have had to provide to get the federal money for some projects. The city did, however, participate in a major sewer project, the largest WPA project in the South. In rural areas, landowners did not like the program because they said that they would lose workers if wages were higher than earnings sharecroppers made working in the cotton fields. The head of the WPA, Harry Hopkins, actually suspended WPA projects during the fall harvest of 1936 so workers would have to pick the cotton. In non-construction WPA projects, women were hired to run daycare centers. Nurses gave vaccinations. The WPA funded the Historical Records Survey, which documented historical records throughout the country, including military records, school records, cemetery burials, indexes for census records, and many other documents. History was also preserved by the historical studies and guidebooks written about communities. WPA workers conducted oral history interviews of elderly African Americans who had been slaves. WPA artists painted, actors performed in local theaters, and writers composed. Although the number of these types of projects in the South was small, many Georgians had their first exposure to live performances of the arts thanks to the WPA. The state still has some of the murals painted by WPA artists in public buildings such as post offices. The WPA also established a program for young people, the National Youth Administration. It tried to keep poor children in school by providing money. It also helped provide some vocational training and temporary employment for young people already out of school. The WPA was an important program that has left its legacy in the books, paintings, and histories created through its projects. Page 568, Chapter Review, Chapter Summary, Section 1, Response to the Great Depression. During the Great Depression, many Georgians, farmers, factory workers, and city dwellers, lost their jobs and their homes. Private organizations tried to help, but the need was too great. Women and African Americans were often discriminated against in favor of white males. In 1932, Democrat Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected President of the United States, promising a New Deal for those suffering from the hard times. Roosevelt had a connection to Georgia because he came to swim in the waters at Warm Springs. After he became president, his home there came to be called the Little White House. Section 2, The First New Deal. The three major goals of the New Deal were to 1. Bring relief to the millions of poor and unemployed, 2. Help the economy recover, and 3. Put some permanent reforms into place designed to prevent future depressions. One important early New Deal program was the Agricultural Adjustment Administration, although it was later declared unconstitutional, which paid farmers not to grow certain crops. The Civilian Conservation Corps put young men to work on projects to help America's environment, including planting trees, draining swampy land, and building parks. The National Industrial Recovery Act tried to regulate industrial output and guaranteed workers' right to join labor unions. The Public Works Administration funded building projects such as dams, airports, schools, and hospitals. Not everyone supported Roosevelt's New Deal programs. One such prominent Georgian was Eugene Talmadge. Section 3, The New Deal, 1935 and beyond. The Rural Electrification Administration provided funds to rural cooperatives with which to extend electric lines into the countryside. The Social Security Act provided retirement funds for those who participated, unemployment insurance, and aid to dependent children. In the election of 1936, Franklin D. Roosevelt was re-elected president. Richard Russell defeated Eugene Talmadge in the U.S. Senate race, and Urith Ed Rivers was elected governor. When Rivers became governor, Georgia began participating in the New Deal programs that had been blocked by Governor Talmadge. Governor Rivers also worked for education reform. The Fair Labor Standards Act was the last major New Deal reform. It instituted a minimum wage and a 40-hour work week. The New Deal brought changes to Georgia and sped up the process of modernization. The economy was improved, but not yet fully recovered. Page 569 contains a review of Chapter 22.